time to talk technical analysis here on Money Life. And joining me now to do just that, Buck Clintworth, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel in Virginia. They run the Chase Growth Fund. That's C-H-A-S-X. And they are online at chaseinv.com. Buck Clintworth, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Well, I know that you are doing what you can to stay safe. We're all trying to do our part. And at the same time, man, the market, well, it's starting to feel like it could be a safe place again. As we record this on Thursday with the market open, we're looking at what is currently our third straight day of big potential gains. So is it one thing to say that you're staying safe and another to say that the market has gotten to where it's becoming a safe place again? Or do you think there's more legs down to come?
Well, but before we talk about where the market's going to go, we might as well, you know, get right to it and say, okay, the bull market is over. Indices fell far more than 20% off their highs, and that means we're now in a bear market. You're going to be hearing a lot about bear markets from now on. But let's talk about the bull market that we had and truly appreciate it. You know, it started back in March of 2009, and if it would have followed the normal historical patterns, it would have lasted about 4.5 years. This one lasted nearly 11 years, and every time there was a market sell-off, everyone asked, is this the end of the bull market? In the third quarter of 2011, the S&P dropped 16%. Was that the end? Well, 4 months later, it had recovered all that ground. The S&P dropped 11% in just 3 weeks in 2016, yet 3 months later, it was back to where it started. Well, surely dropping 20% from the beginning of October 2018 until Christmas Eve was the end, right? Yet 4 months later, there it was back at its old highs. You know, bull markets show resiliency, and this was an incredibly resilient one. You know, my hope is that people were able to take advantage of that long time period where the long-term trend was up.
Yes, obviously, if you got scared out of the market the last time we had a bear market and a recession, you missed what may, I mean, maybe it's not going to be, but what for most of us would have been the best market period of our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we can't assume that this downturn and this recession will be greeted the same way. And Lord knows, we can't even really forecast what kind of bottom we're going to have. As a technical analyst, you're looking for clues in the charts, but there are so many, not just exogenous events, but they're kind of, to use the pirate term, they're in uncharted territory, right? You know, parts of the world we've never been in. And when you get off the edge of the map in the old world, it would say, here there be monsters. Do you worry as you look at the market as a technical analyst that we're so far to the edge of the map that where we could go next, look at unemployment claims 4 times or 5 times greater than in history? So there's not a quarter you could look at and go, hey, when did we have really massive unemployment claims? There's nothing to compare it to. So are we at a spot where, as a technical analyst, you're a little bit worried that we're getting into territory where you go, here there be monsters?
You know, normally I talk about important support and resistance levels when we talk about the technical aspects of the market. But doing that in this market is sort of like trying to assess the damage in London during the midst of the Blitzkrieg. You know, there's still so much going on to get that you can't really get a good handle on the situation. So I think it's important to step back for a moment. You know, talk about technical analysis and what it is. You know, technical analysis, it can also be called investor psychology. You know, we talk about support and resistance levels all the time. Well, why do those levels work? Why do support levels work? Because when a stock or an index gets close to that support level, enough people say, this is my chance to buy again and not miss out on the next move up. You know, in a similar vein with resistance levels, enough people say, if it gets back up here, I'm not going to make the same mistake on holding on to it. I'm going to sell this time. So traditional forms of technical analysis like support and resistance levels work when investors are rational. That's the key, thinking rationally. Unfortunately, we're not in a rational time right now. You know, it's hard to stay rational in a bear market. Volatility increases, which in turn increases investors' nervousness. As people watch prices drop, fear and panic set in. You know, falling stock market creates fear and panic. Fear and panic creates selling. Selling creates a falling stock market. It's a vicious loop that can only be stopped when the psychology of the investor turns from fear to hope.
Well, So what you're saying is one of the things that we've heard a little bit, which is, you know, you can draw a support level, but you can't believe in a support level. I mean, we had heard that the next support level, depending on who you believe, was going to be somewhere in the 2300 range on the S&P, 2350-ish, 2400. And it actually does seem to be that that's maybe where it's settling in if this holds. But the truth is, if we'd gotten through that, you know, who the heck knew where it was going to be? So can you see support and resistance, or are they meaningless right now?
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. Yeah, I think it's important to look at how bear markets usually play out, and that gives you an idea of what to expect. You have two typical patterns. You have a V pattern and a W pattern. The V pattern is what you saw during the corrections in the bull market. If the market goes down for 3 months, you have the market going up for 3 months after that. You can think of it as sort of two ski slopes coming together to form a V formation. Of course, the amount of time to go up or down varies, but in a case like that, it's more of a gradual glide into the bear market. Then there's the W pattern, which is likely the case here. Instead of going down a slope, we fell off a cliff. And that's the sharp move down like you see at the start of a W pattern. Good news for investors is that if it's this formation, a rally does occur, which we're seeing right now. Unfortunately, that's not the rally that gets us out of the bear market. It's more of a head faint before the market moves back down to its previous low. You know, only then do you get a sustained move off the bottom that eventually takes you out of the bear market and starts a new bull market.
So the moral of the story is we're not quite there yet. We've got that one more leg down potentially, and then we'll see where it gets to. And again, all bets are a little bit tentative right now because, well, those territories are uncharted. Buck, great stuff as always. I look forward to chatting with you about it again down the line as we see how it plays out.
Thank you very much.
That's Buck Clintworth, everybody. He is Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel. Learn more at chaseinv.com, where you can not only learn about what they're thinking, etc., you can find out about the Chase Growth Fund, CHASX.